Welcome to Royals Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Jim Norris. Batting second. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting third. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The DH, Cliff Johnson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Mike Hargrove. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Wise. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fourth. The catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting sixth. The DH, Pete Lockhock. Batting seventh. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Todd Cruz. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. And now, play ball. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara bunts towards the mound. Leonard juggles the ball. That's an error on Leonard. Norris moves to second. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds strikes out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norris scores. Hara moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hara moves to third. Thornton moves to second. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hara tags and scores. Thornton tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey takes first base on ball four. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a line drive towards short. Cruz reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson bunts towards the mound. Wise settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. White reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Norris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Norris. The throw from Porter and he is out, Cruz applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a fly ball into left field. Hargrove settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0-for-0 in the game. Hara hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. One out. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hassey hits a pop-up towards short. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-1 in the game. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Leonard covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wise fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter strikes out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockhock hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Hera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hera is 0 for 1 in the game. Hera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonds hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a fly ball into left field. Hargrove settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a pop-up towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0 for 2 in the game. Hargrove hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Del Alston now playing left field. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Alston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Verizer fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-2 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-2 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Norris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis who is chasing the ball. Norris reaches third base with a triple. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0-for-2 in the game. Hara is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott is called out on strikes. One out. Steve Braun pinch hits for Frank White. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. UL Washington pinch runs for Steve Braun. Jamie Quirk pinch hits for Todd Cruz. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk strikes out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Hasse and he is safe. Washington steals second. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. UL Washington now playing second base. Freddie Patek now playing shortstop. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-3 in the game. Bonds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Bonds moves to second. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hasse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hasse is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hasse hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Alston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alston hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 3 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. Brett moves to second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 3 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brett scores. Cowens moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Victor Cruz now pitching. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 3 in the game. Otis bunts towards the mound. Cruz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cowens moves to third. Porter moves to second. Sid Monge now pitching. John Way then pinch hits for Pete Lockhock. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. Scott hits a line drive towards short. Verizer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Kansas City Royals, 1. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.